Principal Scott Nelson's name does not appear in the lawsuits filed last month against his former employer. Still, Juneau School District Human Resources Director Daryl Smith says Nelson's connection to the case was a distraction from student learning at Riverbend Elementary School, where Nelson has worked since the beginning of the school year.
It kind of hindered the direction that the school needs to go for the rest of the year. And so in order just to allow the educational process to keep happening in that school, we thought it was best to take the action that we did.
Smith describes the Juneau School District's hiring and vetting practices as extensive. The steps include a federal background check, rounds of interviews, and making plenty of phone calls beyond a candidate's listed references.
It could be like in the case of a school administrator, sometimes we'll call the admin assistant in that building and talk to them a little bit. And then we may ask for names of other people that might be worth talking to.
The district hired Nelson last spring. Smith says at no point in the hiring process did the district find anything to raise concerns about Nelson's commitment to student safety. If records and reference checks don't turn up any red flags, there isn't much other information available to school districts. However, there are steps districts can take during the hiring process to emphasize that student safety is taken very seriously. Amy Russell is the executive director of a child advocacy center in Washington State, and she trains professionals around the country, including in Alaska, how to recognize and prevent child abuse. She recommends districts include a pointed hypothetical question in their interview process.
So asking people, if you had this situation that you were presented with, a child has alleged that one of your colleagues is offending against the child, what would you do?
Russell says asking a question like this sends a strong signal to potential abusers. This is not a school where you can fly under the radar. It also encourages all staff to take reports and their own observations seriously. All teachers and administrators in Alaska schools are required by law to report any suspected abuse to the state. But Russell says too often that doesn't happen. She's heard many stories like the ones in the lawsuits of staff dismissing concerns.
They don't want to think that they would be socially connected to an individual or an institution that would do that. And so the immediate thought is this disbelief, no, that can't possibly be what's going on.
But Russell is very clear on this. Teachers and staff don't have to believe a claim in order to report it to authorities. Smith says that's exactly what he tells staff of the Juneau School District.
It's not your responsibility to decide. It's your responsibility to report.
Both staff and students in the Juneau School District receive training on abuse prevention, but only certain kinds of employees are required to report suspected abuse. Current state law leaves plenty of people who work in schools out of that reporting requirement, including substitute teachers, paraeducators, and custodians. Smith says closing that gap is something he'd like to see taken up in the legislature. As for changes the school district can make directly, Smith says as they enter hiring season, they're already thinking about how to better use the interview process to screen out potential abusers and to send this message to everyone. Juneau schools are serious about keeping kids safe. In Juneau, I'm Zoe Gruskin.